Welcome to the Mary Gostolo Girl Ahead podcast, the weekly unique insight into luxury hospitality around the world by those who know it best. Brought to you by JetX, the world's favorite private aviation company.
Some hotels are actually really old, but as though they're a dream, they appear younger than ever. And this is the case of La Mamounia in Marrakesh. Over 100 years old, but yet thanks to the detailed effort of everybody working there and ownership, which is prepared to invest, it works, and it works forever, and it seems to me to be younger every time I go there. I want to find out from the managing director, Pierre Joachim, how he does it. And I'm sitting on the terrace, surrounded by heavily fruitful orange trees and birds and people having afternoon tea. Pierre, what is luxury to you?
For me, it is peace. It is peace that you have for you available and time. So here we are, we're sitting in La Mamounia, you're looking around the gardens, you're sitting basically in a hotel that has everything it needs from the rooms, the restaurant, and so on. But we're sitting on 20 acres of land, two-thirds of that is just garden. And for me as a customer, to be in such an environment is just... it's just luxury.
Now, people, excuse me interrupting. People who are listening to this, who are now over 80,000 in 154 countries, are going to say, okay, Mary, you and Pierre, it sounds as though you are in a public place with lots of noise around. Well, we're on the back terrace of beautiful La Mamounia. Mamounia is celebrating 100 years now. But there is lots of space around. Even though there is the noise of soft music in the background, there's the hubbub of happy people, I still feel as though I've got lots of space around me. I know what you mean about space.
That's correct. Don't forget that you're in the heart of Marrakesh.
I know.
You're 10 minutes away from the international airport. You're walking distance from the famous place Jafefta, which the old city of Marrakesh and Medina. And you were just in the heart of the heart of Marrakesh, and you're on 20 acres of land in a beautiful garden that is over 1,000 years old. I mean, the walls on the right hand side of the hotel are 1,000 years old and are still part of the old Medina of Marrakesh. And all the trees and olive trees that you see around you are anything from 200 years old to 600 years old. And for me, sitting there, having just a cup of tea and coffee, enjoying life, it's that structure.
I know. And actually, you and I are both working, but we don't work because we live our passion. Before we leave these gorgeous gardens, any idea how many orange trees you've got?
Orange trees are a couple of hundreds, probably close to 500. But we have grapefruit trees as well. As I said, olive trees for 700 or 800. We have 5,000 roses. and palm trees for about 80 or 100. Lots of different types of flowers.
Well, let's think of some of the things you also have. You have a Dior store, you have a Saint Laurent store, you have a library, you have a heated year-round outdoor swimming pool, you have Pierre Aimé doing the most amazing croissants and afternoon teas and also burgers. What has La Mamounia not got, Pierre?
We could do with a larger spa, which we're gonna work upon not next year, because we spoke about the projects of next year. So it's the year after. We could add as well a couple restaurants. We also have partnership with Jean-Georges van Gerichten, who is helping us with our Asian restaurant, the Italian restaurant, and with a great Moroccan restaurant. We could do with a French restaurant that we don't have anymore.
You said that's surprising, since you're French. Well, you're Alsatian.
It's okay. It's a question of space. I mean, we had a French restaurant, but was not doing too well. But we still need one. So, what else would we need? The hotel is pretty well balanced.
I think luxury is actually partly in one's bedroom, and things that stand out in the bedrooms here to me are the original 100-year-old mouldings, the carvings, the Moroccan doors between the bedrooms and the suites, the old-fashioned radiators which work, the heated towel rails, the exquisite orange leather hand-stitched covers for drawers and things.
Yeah. The view on the Atlas, Mary.
The view on the Atlas. We could go on forever.
So it's this year, unfortunately, they don't have too much snow. But normally this time of the year, as you know, we're in the middle of our winter, so temperature a bit cold in the morning. But during the day, now as we sit, it's about 22 degrees Celsius, blue sky, no clouds, and you're again sitting in this garden. Logically, you're looking at the Atlas, which is full of snow.
If we go back to talking about luxury, I think luxury is also choice. We are sitting near people who are wearing sneakers and shorts. You happen to be in a suit, but you're not the only person in a suit. There are others in suits. That's choice. It's also ageless. Now, I haven't been here for a few years, and yet it seems to me that the average people around me are getting younger. I don't think it's you and me getting older, Pierre. I think the average age has come down, has it?
Yeah, you're spot on. You're spot on, because a couple of years, when you were here last, the average age was around 70. And today we are late 40s, early 50s.
Isn't that amazing? Now, what does this mean? Because you now have masses of young children around.
That's correct. And it's also, of course, younger generation that are traveling, younger generation are becoming richer faster. Mm. And therefore, they travel, of course, with children, but therefore the attitude and the expectation is different. So yes, you have to be a bit more relaxed in the way we do business. That's why you see people in shorts and in an attire that in a place like ours, a couple of years ago you would think it's not good enough. But we're a bit more relaxed when it comes to that. Having said that, by 6 p.m., you can't wear any shorts anymore in this hotel. You cannot wear sneakers. You have to have proper shoes and so on. Otherwise, you cannot come in and go and dine in a restaurant. But today, you don't need a jacket anymore. So you have to adapt. You have to adjust. The expectation of luxury, expectation of guests has changed, as you know, over the years.
Well, luxury is having everything you want, sometimes before you know it. How do you manage connectivity in a place like this, with thick walls, with bending corridors? For instance, does the entire estate have Wi-Fi?
Yes. We have the entire estate has Wi-Fi, and you're spot on when you say that the walls are pretty thick and so on. So at times it's a challenge, but as you know, all the connectivity and all that kind of business, the IT is changing, it's changing and evolving real fast. That we're keeping up to date.
So, jolly well got to. You've got to be head of the competitors. Are we ever going to see another La Mamounia? Do you own the name? Does the hotel own the name?
The hotel, the hotel owns the name. The hotel owns the name, and our current owner would like to expand. At times, we're looking at different opportunities. in Morocco and abroad. But what is, there's only one Mamounia, like you're going to have only one red, so you only have one Claridge's.
Hold on a moment. Excuse me interrupting. There are masses of Ritzes. Are we talking Ritz Paris? Are we talking Ritz London? Are we talking Ritz Carlton?
No, sorry, I'm talking Ritz Paris.
Okay, yes. There's only one Ritz Paris.
That's correct.
Yeah, and there's only one Claridge's.
Right. Oh, there's only one Oriental in Bangkok.
Which has lost its name.
I agree.
But there is another Oriental, which you ran for a time. You have run some other marvelous hotels. How does being in charge of La Mamounia seem different from your other properties?
Look, no, I was lucky enough to run some of the most iconic hotels in the world. You might recall I was at Raffles in Singapore prior to coming here, and the Imperial in New Delhi. Look, you have your style, and you have to adapt to a working culture.
What is your style, Pierre?
Look, I like to work with people. I like to train people, develop people. Pretty demanding boss, but at the same time, I work hard as well, and that's how you basically gain respect. I call a spade. And usually people that work with me, sometimes they would say, it's tough school, it's a tough school, but we learn so much and we grow so much. And we're just picking better manager or, better employees with time. And everybody grows in the system. I mean, this hotel in 2013, when I arrived, we've been able to do renovation, we've been able to move along, we've been able to improve there for a lot of things. We've changed the working culture, but we've been very successful. Been Best Hotel of the World in 2015, 2018, 2021. So everybody gains from that.
Yes, and what's going to happen now in your 101st year coming up? Are you angling for Best Hotel in the World again?
We're going to try. Yeah, we're going to try. You know, we're watching very closely for the leisure next year.
Good.
And we'll see.
You have so many friends in various sectors of hospitality. And we have touched briefly on the spa, that you're going to have another spa in a couple of years. You've got great food. You've got great entertainment. I think luxury today is covering so many other sectors. Luxury is the lifestyle of having a Dior store, as I've mentioned already. Having anything that people want at any time. On the literary side, you have a literary prize here, don't you?
No, that's correct. But something that we need to mention on today, basically expectation of new guests and their approach to luxury, is, and we've been talking. Everybody's been talking for a while, but it's really true. It's the experience. So you have to come up with experience, very different experience that people are not going to find elsewhere. And you just have to challenge yourself on a daily basis to come up with basically new idea. And this is, it's a kind of a mindset. And we, this hotel and us, we've always been, again, fairly trendsetter in that, to ensure, to bring experience to guests. And
okay, supposing I was a guest coming for the first time, and I have a whole day. I could have gone stay other places. I could have taken a Riyadh trip tour. I could have gone up into the Atlas Mountains. What would you suggest to me something different?
If you're in Marrakesh for the first time, we organize a sidecar tour for you.
Of
the very old city of Marrakesh, and you would go through some very narrow street in a sidecar with your helmet, and see a part of the city of Marrakesh that very few people see. And then we would bring you into a hard house where you would stop, and you would see and discover something very very unique that a lot of people the common people would not be able to see, but we would be La Memoria, we'd be able to open the doors for you. And then at lunchtime, we would bring you to a beautiful garden in the outskirt of Marrakesh, where it would be very quiet, very peaceful. It would be just basically you sitting in the middle of a simple, beautiful vegetable garden, lovely table set up, and you would spend, you know, part of the lunchtime and afternoon there. You'll come back here. Well, very specific spot for you to enjoy. Early evening, drinks are at the Club Moroccan restaurant on the third floor, where you have a beautiful view of the gardens. Again, very peaceful and beautiful sunset. Ephemeral restaurant somewhere for the evening. So we have various restaurants. We have various spots in the hotel where we're just going to take you by the hand and say, we're going to bring you there. A surprise, and
and then eventually you would get into a bed with the cover, the white finest cover, so pristine. I think it must be ironed. A fabulous bed and a fabulous night's sleep. That's luxury, Pierre. That's luxury.